Om Shanti. 28th August 2018, Tuesday. Today's blessing is, may you become an embodiment of success and receive everyone's blessings by keeping a balance between remembrance and service. The children who serve while staying in remembrance do not need to work as hard, and yet they receive greater success, because by keeping a balance of the two, you receive blessing. The souls whom you serve while staying in remembrance give blessings of Vah Vah from their minds. Vah, elevated soul. Vah, soul who has changed my life. Those who constantly receive such blessing have natural happiness without having to work hard for it, and easily they experience success while moving forward. Two things here, Yad and Seva. So those who do service, Seva, whilst they are in remembrance, and by keeping a balance, they receive blessings and they have greater success. And all those souls whom they serve give blessings from the heart, and they say Vah Vah from their minds, and they say Vah, elevated souls. Vah, soul who has changed my life. Those who constantly receive such blessings have natural happiness and they don't have to work hard. And then easily they experience success whilst moving forward. So, service, first of all, which is combined with the remembrance. And when somebody keeps this balance, automatically there is success in service. And because of this success, they receive blessing. And because of this blessing, they don't have to work hard. So, this is how it works. Whilst doing service, staying in remembrance, keeping a balance of Yad and Seva, so automatically when this balance is there, one starts receiving blessings from the souls whom he serves. And because of these blessings, then moving forward, Purusharth is no more a troublesome job. It becomes very easy, it becomes natural. So these blessings which one earns, they have got a very subtle role. Like a person is there who is not helping others, or who is indirectly not achieving or getting success in service, is because probably the stock of blessings from others is less. So, when there is a beautiful balance of service and remembrance, the service becomes powerful. Otherwise, that service is just for the namesake. The service which is combined with remembrance, the service where there is soul consciousness, where there is remembrance of Father, a service where there is Srimad, a service which is selfless, a service which is done in the stage of detachment, a service which is done in the stage of Trikaldarshi, a service which is done in the stage of being detached observer, Sakshi. So when all these components are there in service, that service becomes powerful. And because of such service, because of this balance, one starts receiving, getting success, and the success is in the form of blessings from the souls. Thousands and thousands of the souls will give blessing. Not even those, not only those who heard you or whom you served, but even those souls whom you have mentally, you have sent vibrations. They haven't seen you, but they will send you invisible blessings. So these blessings are really magic in Brahmin life or everywhere. And as I was saying, there are souls who are working very hard, but they are not receiving any blessing, or they are not serving others. So for them Purusharth is really difficult. And we see in Yajna there are so many souls who are hardly doing any intense Purusharth, but they have lot of huge stock of blessings with them. So when such a thing is there in life, automatically one becomes light and your effort becomes very easy. So everything starts with you by combining remembrance in service. By combining yad in service. So how to do that? That's a big question. When one is serving, when one is doing karma, deeds, actions, how to combine service into that? How to combine remembrance, or how this can be done? It's very difficult sometimes, but what are the ways and means and methodology of doing this by which we are serving, we are speaking, we are engaged in activities, it is very busy, we are having hectic jobs. Somebody is in the office, somebody is in some other working place, in some corporate sector, somebody is trapped in traffic. So there is a lot of noise, voice, and there are deadlines to met with. So when there is a lot of service going on, or even action or deed or anything, how to combine this remembrance? What to do? How to combine? Or to put it other way around, somebody is serving or he is just working, action is there, but now in that action, how this remembrance can be combined or inserted? Because when you are acting or doing some action, you have to focus, you have to stay focused on that action. Otherwise there is a great chances of committing mistakes if you are not concentrated or if you are not having undivided attention. But Baba is saying that along with every action, remembrance should be combined. So how to do that? Remember, yeah, but how to do that? Because somebody is engaged in some work, and that work needs undivided attention. What to do? You know, there's one thing. The practice of mon during action. The vow of silence, one vow of silence is when nobody is talking with you or you are away from everybody. Like when one is not working, it's morning Amrit Vela, it's very difficult to observe silence. Or till Murli, it is very, very easy to observe silence at Amrit Vela or even till Murli. But when one enters his field, action field, say for example, one is going to work at 9 o'clock and coming back at 6. So this is the 9 to 6 is the action. You know, most of our energy is dissipated by speech, by speaking. And if one observes, one will find that half of the thing he is speaking is useless. It's something which could be avoided. So, the practice of Maun, this is the Maun Vrat, during action, to keep the aim of no speech. But then, there are 100 things to do. Suppose somebody is sitting at the counter. For example, he is at a railway counter, and hundreds of people are coming to him. Even he should keep the aim of Maun during that work. So what will happen? He will speak only relevant things, only things which are related to that work. Otherwise, there are every chance that person resorts to speaking so many other things which are not needed. Chit-chatting, gossiping, unnecessary questionings, unnecessary inquiries, all those things go on. I am talking of Maun Vrat during action. During action, during karma, during deeds, when one is absolutely busy. Suppose one person is there and he has to interact with about 500 people in a day. For him, the goal is Maun Vrat. Maun doesn't mean not speaking. Even while speaking, one can be absolutely in Maun Vrat inside. So, to avoid unnecessary talks, to avoid unnecessary mischiefs, to avoid unnecessary, what is known as jokes, to avoid all those things which would generate argument, which would create conflicts. Because if you analyze yourself, one will find that all the conflicts are because of speech. If one enters into this Maun Vrat, it doesn't mean that's to stop talking. It is very easy to stop talking. It is very easy to observe silence. Very easy. Because then you don't have to talk. But then, will it continue the whole life? No. You have to work. You have to serve. You have to interact. You have to come in contact with people. Mauna during action means to speak only the relevant, but keep the aim for the highest. And what are the advantages of Maun during action? Remembrance is the first thing. This will become very easy. You can immediately connect with Baba. One. Second, you will become better listener. Concentration of mind. Clarity of thinking. Your thinking will be very clear. You will not be involved in unnecessary arguments, conflicts, waste of time. And energy, sankalp, energy or urja or the power will be saved. Because so much we spend by speaking. It is like one has to constantly think of the disadvantages of speaking for entering into this stage. Because if you want to give up something, you have to think of it as a poison. So one has to think of speaking as poison. Then only one can enter into this stage. Because habit of speaking is going on for a very long time. This is the deepest habit, even deeper than vices, deeper than eating. Eating is the greatest habit. But even deeper than eating is the speaking. Even deeper than sleep. Yogi is somebody who conquers food, three things, sleep and speech. These are the three highest targets. To conquer sleep, he will conquer sleep by yoga nidra. He will conquer food by entering into super sattvic diet. And he will conquer speech by observing Maun Vrat lifelong. There is a character in that. Tenali Rama. His mother had taken Maun Vrat lifelong. Even Maun are of different types. Yesterday we were discussing, one is the verbal silence, not to speak. Second is non-verbal communication by actions, by signaling. And third is absolute, Mahamaun, Shushupti Maun. Different types of Maun Vrat are there. And by observing Maun, one is freed from so many minor sins. So many sins. Otherwise, throughout the day, if we observe, we keep on committing so many sins. They are Mahapataka, Upapataka, and minor sins. And there is a beautiful word for that, for minor sins. Something from S. Yeah. So, Mahapataka are big sins. Upapataka are minor sins. Subtle and upa, some subtle, some branches. And there are some minor sins which keep on happening throughout the day. So, even to get rid of those minor sins, the greatest weapon is silence. There was one president of America, I forgot his name, but he was said to speak, he used to speak as less as possible. As less as possible. And he was the one who was least criticized by people. Because people used to criticize all others. Because you speak something and they publish and they find out fault. There was once a function going on and one lady came and she said, I have made a pledge to make you speak three words. And he said, you lose. That's it. And he never spoke after that. He just said to her two words, you lose. Not the third word. So for control of speech, Maun Vrat is the purification of the speech. You may find a person is speaking, but in fact, even while speaking, he might be in Maun. Because Maun has got many different dimensions. Simply to have a badge and not speaking and to observe complete Maun, that is okay. But what about those who have to interact with 100 people? Even they can observe Maun. By keeping the target of no speech, highest, but when required and then coming into speak. But once speaking, again going back into silence. Speaking and then going back into silence. Speaking and then going back into silence. Because if there is no aim of silence throughout the day, because it is very easy to get silence after 6 o'clock, after you finish your day's work. Or it's very easy to have silence at Aparitvela during Murli. It's very easy. Nobody is talking to you. But the greatest test is to be in Mon when 100 people are coming to you and talking. That is the real test of silence or Mon. So, include Mon during work throughout the day. Do not speak unless and until spoken to. The talk of woman is like a Google. Even whilst you type, suggestions keep on coming. In Google, you type something, it gives suggestion. You write how, so immediately it will give how to conduct a meeting. 10 suggestions are already down. So they compare woman with that. But it is not just a question of woman. It's both male and female. So, to inculcate, to include, to integrate Mon in day activities is one of the strongest weapon of Karma Yoga. Is one of the strongest weapon to conserve the energy. Is one of the strongest weapon to be powerful. Is one of the strongest weapon to remain deeply connected with Baba within. In one of the strongest weapon to have churning during the Karma Yoga. Otherwise people say we can't churn. See, one person is sitting at the counter and 100 people are coming to him. Now when he will churn? Knowledge. No time. But that is possible with Mon. When one is silent, he is just speaking with the person who is involved. And once that person is gone and there is a gap of 1 minute, even that 1 minute is a period of yoga. Very strong, powerful yoga for 1 minute. And he can reconnect and he can just fill himself with power. And the soul is very pure. So, one of the ways of including remembrance, yad, into seva is Mon Vrat. When to observe Mon? During Karma Yoga. Then what will happen? You will receive success. And then what will happen? There will be balance. And then that what will happen? You will receive blessings from the souls. And what the souls will say? Wah, wah. What the souls will say? Wah, wah. From their mind. Wah, elevated soul. Wah, soul who has changed my life. And for such souls who are including doing this, keeping this balance, striking this balance of seva and yad, for them Purusharth will become very easy. Very easy. They will not have to work hard. And they can easily, they experience success while moving forward. This is in fact, there is a very, very strong and beautiful sentence in today's Sakar Murli. Baba said, you have to do Purusharth and make others to do Purusharth. You have to do Purusharth and make others do Purusharth. If you are not making others to do Purusharth, you yourself do not know how to do Purusharth. You have not learned it. If you are not making others to do Purusharth, that means probably you yourself do not know it. So all things should go on together, doing oneself and making others do it. It's a two-way task. So this is how it goes. So this is the entire journey of making Purusharth very, very easy without any hard work. So most important thing which is to be included is silence. Silence. There are two persons. One is working, other is also working, and both are very busy. One has to interact with 500 people in a day, another also has to interact with 500 people. But one person is speaking, but is continuously speaking. Another person is in the stage of Mon Vrat. Though both are speaking, but internally one is in Mon, another has no such aim or goal. So he is powerful. definitely the one who has kept the mon. Because he's, at the moment he stops interacting, he is entering into the deep recess, the deep cave of introspection within, and then comes out, and then speaks, and then goes within, and then speaks. He's like the spring. That work has kept the spring down. Once that work is gone, the spring jumps up. He enters into the deep world of silence and introspection. And from them some jewels come out. So this is how things are. Om Shanti.